I want to welcome you to this month's Fireside Chat, already December 2016. Glad to have you aboard. It seems every Fireside Chat, I always make the comment, it doesn't seem like it's July or August or September or December. And I probably just need to come to the realization that time goes by faster than I think it does, and that's just the way it is, rather than reminding you of that every Fireside Chat. So thanks for joining me this month. I appreciate it. Now, for those of you that are new to the Fireside Chat, let me just make a quick segue, kind of a sidebar, excuse me, to what the Fireside Chat is all about. Fireside Chat format is really about us sitting down informally, just having a conversation. Similar to us sitting around at your favorite restaurant, maybe your favorite bar, having a beer or a glass of wine. Maybe the same would be the case at your restaurant, or maybe your favorite coffee shop. We're having a cup of coffee, sitting around in maybe your favorite cafe, and we're just talking. And we're talking informally about important things, such as investment, such as economic items, not only nationally or globally, political items as well. And so that's pretty much what the Fireside Chat is about. It's about us as friends sitting around and having those kinds of conversations, sharing this kind of information with each other. And so that's what it's all about, and that's why I look so forward to this each and every month, because I consider you a friend of mine and love to have these kinds of conversations and share this kind of information with you. So if you're new to the Fireside Chat, thank you for joining me. Now, one word you're going to be hearing a lot over the next month is going to be the word prediction. Whether you're going to open up your laptop, turn on your desktop computer, turn your TV on, listen to your radio, in your car, the word prediction is going to be coming up more and more and more. And so I can't disappoint. I want to maybe beat some of these prognosticators to the punch and give you what I think are three pretty, I'm going to call them locked in predictions for 2017. Now, nothing's ever for sure, and I never warrant or guarantee any of the information I'm going to be giving you. However, the information I'm going to be giving you now about my three predictions, I feel pretty good about. I feel that they would be what I would call my prediction locks for 2017. Okay, and so with that said, let's just jump right into those predictions and what I think those predictions are. First of all, you're going to see interest rates rise in 2017, and you're going to see a dramatic impact on affordability for most consumers. Now, that's my first prediction, and having told you that interest rates will continue to rise isn't such a big piece of news. We all know that. Hopefully you know that. Rates are going up and they continue to go up. But what you may not be aware of is the dramatic impact the rise of interest rates are going to have in terms of consumer spending and affordability. And so let me give you two examples. One, of course, is home ownership. Homes and condos I'm talking about, one and the same. The ability for people to buy their own homes is not only is very difficult when interest rates aren't going up, but when they are going up, it makes it that much more difficult. So the rising interest rates are going to lock millions of people out of being able to purchase their own home or condominium. That's going to be the case. And I don't know about you, I don't see rates going up and then coming back down. I see them slowly continuing to go up. So what you're going to see in 2017, from a consumer spending standpoint, especially when it comes to homes, you're going to see more and more people, millions of people, who would have been in the position to purchase their own home or condo now will not be able to, and they're going to have to put that off. They're going to have to get maybe more financial assistance somewhere. They're going to have to do something if they really want to buy that home or condo. Otherwise, they're going to be renters at least for another year, maybe even 2 years. Okay, that's definitely going to be the case. And that not only expands in areas of home ownership. So, and also, I mean, think about things like purchase of an automobile. How many people buy automobiles based on what that monthly payment's going to be? Well, higher interest rates mean higher what? Monthly payments. So you're also going to see slowdowns in consumer spending on items like that, the big items, housing, automobiles, those kinds of things. Now, you know, am I saying that this is going to shut off like a faucet or a light switch? Of course not. people will continue to buy homes and condos. People will continue to buy automobiles. Those things will continue to go on. I'm in no way saying it's going to come to an abrupt halt. However, you can definitely plan on the softening of a lot of markets over the coming years as a result of that. And by that, I mean the ability of consumers to purchase using credit is going to be impacted in a big way, especially in those big purchase areas like real estate, automobiles, and other places. Okay, so that's my first prediction. You will see that. And I think that's pretty much a lock for 2017. Now, the second lock related to that has to do a lot with that, and that's affordability. Now, some people call it an affordability index. Some people call it consumer price index. You hear that around a lot, and that's based on the cost of goods and the percentage of whether they're going up or going down. And so what I want to talk about is the affordability of people to purchase, especially their own home or condo, is going to be greatly affected in 2017. Now, it may sound like I'm talking about the same thing that I just did, and I'm not. So my first prediction has to do with people that maybe could afford it, but now, since interest rates are up, they still have maybe the financial ability to do something, but because the interest rates are up, they're going to have to put it off for now. What I'm talking about with prediction number two is now that interest rates are going up, the current costs that many people are facing with items that they have or that they are going to need to purchase is going to increase, which means the ability for people to afford the things that they want are going to really, really be affected. And that not only means things that we're familiar with, homes, condominiums, automobiles, which I talked about, but I'm talking about things like consumer electronics. I'm talking about iPhones. I'm talking about a lot of the areas and categories where consumers typically spend a lot of money. You're going to see a slowdown. Eating out, restaurants, for example. If you sit, we could sit down and brainstorm and come up with quite a long list. And a lot of these things are going to be affected by rising interest rates. Why is that? Well, inflation and the cost of living has gone up much, much faster than wages have gone up. And we all know that, but that's the case. But when interest rates go up, now you really start to see the impact of that in a much, much bigger way. So in other words, people have a pot of money that they have access to, let's say from their employment, and they get X amount of dollars per month from that employment. Well, now they're going to have to make more decisions on where that money goes. So maybe X amount of dollars of that went for maybe consumer electronics per month. Now not so much is going to go on that category. Maybe X amount of dollars went to recreation, vacations, eating out, restaurants, entertainment, those kinds of things. Now you're going to see less amounts of money available for that. Maybe some people are looking at buying a second home, maybe a vacation home, maybe a condo somewhere, maybe another vehicle for some purpose. Now you're going to see maybe that won't happen now. Next year when maybe it would have. So you see what I mean? So the affordability and the ability to do things for the average consumer, the average American, is now going to be impacted quite a bit because not only are things not as affordable as they used to be and getting worse, but when interest rates continue to rise, that really, really impacts that to a much, much larger degree. I mean, even things like college tuition. The cost of college tuition continues to do what? Go up. Now, not everyone's affected by that, but a lot of these things are so blended together that people are going to have to make more choices in 2017 than what they're used to in terms of where are we spending our money this month, next month, over the coming year. Why? Because rates are going up and because the affordability the ability for people to afford the things that they want to have and in many cases need to have is impacted a huge amount. Think about this. Think about health insurance. That's another huge item. So I could go on and on, but I think you get the point. And so you're going to see a big impact in affordability for the average investor, the average American, the average person, which really means, what are they going to do? They're going to have to make choices on where they spend their money, where they're going to be cutting costs, and what they're going to be doing with their money. Okay, so we talked about number one, which is rates go up, loans are going to be harder to get, you're going to see less people buying homes and condominiums and a lot of the larger purchase items as well because of that. Okay, not so much of a big prediction there. That's pretty self-explanatory. The second one, though, is the affordability that is going to be a lot less for people to afford things. So now they're going to have to do a lot more choosing between what it is they want to spend their money on and where it's going to go. And by the way, this not only has to do with someone bringing in, I don't know, $50,000, $100,000. I mean, it's the same case for someone bringing in $400,000 or $800,000 because it's all relative. So they're going to have to be making the same kind of decisions as well. All right. Now, the third prediction, and once again, this is pretty much a lock. You're going to be seeing many more people looking to rent apartments for a lot longer period of time. And in addition to that, you're going to be seeing the investment world now really gravitating towards multifamily in a much, much bigger way. Okay, why is that? Well, what we'll start seeing happen here, what you're going to start seeing take place, is a lot of the investment companies, the investment gurus, we'll call them, are now going to see that, oh, with rates going up, now consumers that would typically be able to buy a home, they're going to be renting more than they typically would, and for a lot longer than they typically would. You throw in the affordability equation that I just mentioned, that means you're probably going to have more renters. So the line of renters for apartments is going to continue to get longer and longer. So what should we do as investors, investment companies, investment partnerships? What should we be doing? What do you think they should be doing? That's right, they're going to be looking at purchasing and owning more multifamily properties because they're going to see the writing on the wall and they're going to see that the place they should have their money should be apartments, specifically multifamily properties that are in good locations, in good markets, that have been well maintained or well managed. This could also mean the beginning of maybe some new construction in some areas that you typically may not have seen new construction in the past. I know some markets there's been a lot of new construction lately, but I'm talking about markets where maybe you have not seen as much new construction lately. You might start to see new construction with multifamily, and actually you might see a lot more permits and construction going on with multifamily versus single family, which would be interesting, but I wouldn't doubt if you might see that happening in a few markets here over 2017. Okay, and so not only is the line of renters going to continue to be longer to rent apartments for all of the reasons that I just talked about, but the line of investors, investment companies, venture capital, private equity, you name it, is going to continue to get longer because they're going to be looking for those cash flow, now and future cash flow investments that they feel are going to be at least somewhat predictable. And knowing that the line of apartment renters is going to continue to grow gives them that feeling that that's an investment that they should be involved in. So expect stronger demand for apartment renters from apartment renters in 2017, and expect stronger demand from apartment investment buyers in 2017. Okay, and so those are really my top three predictions for 2017. Let me recap real quick for you. Number one is interest rates are going to continue to go up, and you're going to see many people locked out of being able to buy their own home or condo as a result. And they're also going to be locked out of maybe buying some larger dollar purchase items as well. Number two, you're going to be seeing the affordability index for most people affected dramatically in 2017 by rising interest rates. Sure, that has to do with being able to buy your own home or condo or a large purchase, but even with money they have available and that they're spending now, you're going to see a lot of things affected in that way. A lot more choices people are going to have to make on where to allocate their money. Okay, maybe they don't have their lawn serviced by the lawn service company this year. Maybe they don't hire the construction company to put that new addition on the house this year. Those kinds of things. You're going to be seeing a lot of that happening in 2017. That's going to impact real estate, of course, but it's also going to impact a lot of other areas other than real estate, that affordability proposition that I'm talking about. Then the third thing is demand. We're going to see a heck of a lot more demand from apartment renters. The lines are going to be longer for people wanting to, and in a lot of cases needing, to rent apartments in 2017. In addition to that, you're going to see the line growing a lot larger in terms of demand from investors, investment companies wanting to own apartment properties. They're really going to feel they need to be in the game. You're going to be seeing a lot of demand as a result of that. So, where should you be thinking about putting your money? Maybe putting more investment money. Maybe thinking about that investment that you should be making in 2017. You know, one of the main places that I would tell you is seriously think about multifamily. And there's a whole bunch of different ways to invest in multifamily. And I'm not necessarily saying, you know, it should be through me, even though we do provide access to investors to invest in multifamily, especially passively. However, consider multifamily as a go-to place in 2017, because with all of the demand from tenants, based on what's going on with interest rates, and based on what's happening from investors, it should be a place you may want to be thinking about in 2017. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great rest of the year. I look forward to chatting with you in 2017. All right, take care, everybody. We'll see you. All right.